Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
This morning with Dr. Rhys Jones of Ngāti Kahungunu and a public health physician and senior lecturer at Te Kupinga Hauora Māori at the University of Auckland. Kia ora, Rhys. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks. Yeah, how are you?
Good. It's really great to have you on the show today. We're talking specifically this morning about the vaccination rollout here in Aotearoa, and particularly I wanted to talk about the equity issues that we've been seeing, particularly in the most recent sort of couple of weeks of media. There's been more focus on the inequities, although that's been something that's been discussed since even before the rollout has happened. Now, Māori vaccination rates are lagging, and this has been something that's been flagged as an issue from the get-go from public health authorities, particularly Māori public health authorities. Why is it important that we have an equity-focused approach to the rollout, and what does that actually even mean?
Yeah, well, I think one of the reasons that it's obviously really important to have an equity focus is that you want the vaccine to be targeted or, you know, delivered to the groups that are going to be most at risk of COVID as a priority. Clearly, you know, with the vaccine rollout, we want to have as many people in the whole population vaccinated as possible, ideally by the end of the rollout. But in the way that we do it, we do want to prioritise groups that have the most risk of serious outcomes from COVID-19. And so Māori and Pacifica populations in particular, you know, are at very high risk, and we've seen that in the outbreaks last year. Mm. And it's, you know, it's certainly been modelled that if an outbreak were to, you know, really get away on us, that it would be Māori and Pacifica populations who'd be experiencing the highest rates of hospitalisation and deaths, you know, really serious outcomes from COVID.
Now, that's a very complex issue as to how we get those worse outcomes for Māori and Pacifica, but could you perhaps give us a little understanding of why that is that we see those worse outcomes?
Yeah, I mean, there are, as you sort of allude to, there's a number of factors behind that. And so a lot of it is because Māori and Pacifica are more likely to have you know, pre-existing conditions, so other health problems, basically, that then increase the risk of serious outcomes from COVID, and those things can, you know, those conditions are more common amongst Māori because of a range of complex factors, you know, leading back to poorer income, housing, employment as a result of colonisation and racism. So that's a risk for people who get COVID, and explains why we tend to have poorer health outcomes. But there's also a whole range of other things, like even the risk of getting COVID in the first place is higher because of things like overcrowded housing and poorer access to healthcare. So there's a range of different things on multiple levels that put Māori and Pacifica populations at higher risk.
How do you think the rollout is going? Because we've seen criticism of the fact that Māori and Pacifica rates are much lower than Pākehā and other ethnic groups in Aotearoa. How do you think the rollout is going, and why are we at this stage?
I think it's starting to catch up to where we need to be now, but unfortunately the rollout really has been lagging in terms of reaching the populations that it really needs to. And so right from the very beginning of the rollout, in fact, you know, when the government were making decisions, it was made clear that we needed to prioritise, you know, the groups at highest risk. And clearly there are some factors like age that's a risk factor, but Māori and Pacifica populations in particular were key there. And unfortunately, the government chose not to prioritise by ethnicity and just did a one-size-fits-all sort of age-related prioritisation for the general population. And what that's meant is that, we've seen far lower Māori and Pacific vaccination rates because of a lot of the older people are, you know, Pākehā populations because of the age structure. Mm-hmm. And so we're actually we've actually been, you know, prioritising the vaccines for a lot of people who are actually at lower risk than many of the Māori and Pacifica populations at very high risk.
With David Seymour of ACT, earlier this week he released a code that was intended for Māori to be able to use to get priority booking for vaccinations, and he's been very widely panned for this by health physicians, also by other political parties. Is this significant, and if so, why is this significant, what he's done this week?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's absolutely disgraceful thing that he did. Basically sabotaging, you know, sabotaging what was really a fairly minor intervention, really, to try and prioritise Māori populations, because we're seeing such low vaccine rates amongst Māori for this COVID rollout. And I think what that's done, the key sort of harm for me has been sort of perpetuating this discourse around the fact that, you know, Māori are getting special treatment or special privileges, which is just not true.
Mm.
And really kind of race trolling in a way, in that he's, you know, trying to get across to his constituents that, you know, that Māori are, you know, being pushed further ahead in the queue, when really this is just an attempt to try and catch up, and a relatively minor way of trying to ensure that, you know, we can try to push the Māori vaccine coverage rate up towards something close to equity, and yet, you know, it's ended up with David Seymour obviously being widely panned, as you say, and hopefully the message is getting out there that that these kinds of measures to try and prioritise Māori, to try and encourage Māori and Pacifica to get vaccines, are actually a critical step towards equity, and actually a critical step for protecting all of us.
Mm.
Because there's actually a really interesting paper that shows that if you prioritise the highest risk groups first, so for New Zealand that would be Māori and Pacifica in particular, then you actually get a better protection for the whole population, and better protection against outbreaks if they do occur.
Why is that specifically? Does the paper explain that?
It's thought to be, one of the key reasons is that, say, like here in New Zealand, Māori and Pacifica populations are often the ones who are, you know, often essential workers, you know, involved at the forefront of outbreaks. And if those populations, if we can protect those populations, then it can stop the spread of the virus into other, you know, the other parts of our population.
That is something that has come up quite a bit, actually, particularly for frontline workers being prioritised originally as people working on the border and in the MIQ facilities and in our healthcare facilities being prioritised for the vaccination rollout. But we're seeing also now that being a major concern for people who work in supermarkets, for example, or in other essential services. And we know that that is also where there are larger groups of Māori and Pacifica working in those spaces as well. Do you think we're seeing enough support for people in those roles at the moment? Because it's a very intense position that people are being put in right now, particularly under level 4 and under Delta level 4. It's got a new layer of intensity there.
I think we just need to be doing whatever we can to support workers. I think that, our essential workers at the moment are really doing the hard yards and kind of putting themselves in harm's way in a lot of ways for the rest of us. And I think we need to be seeing much more in the way of you know, anything that can be done to support those workers, because really that's a critical place where you know, where infection can spread and where we could see, you know, further weaknesses in terms of our protections against the corona, you know, COVID-19.
Dr. Rhys Jones, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. It's been really great to get your thoughts on this. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, and I hope you're all well in your bubble during this lockdown.
You too. Kia ora, thank you.
Kia ora, thank you.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.
With